say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who is here in the house. Those of you joining us online, oh yay, it's so good to see some precious folks we haven't seen for a while. Amen. We're delighted that each and every one of you are here tonight. And most importantly, Jesus is in the house. Amen. And whatever you need peace, He's here. You need healing, the healer is manifesting tonight. Amen. He is all that we need. And I thank God that in Him, all answers are there. The help that we need is found in Him. Amen. So last week, actually, I was praying one morning and this phrase came up in my heart and just turned into a whole message. So the title of our message tonight is this. It's a question. Do you need help? Yes. Well, I'm glad you admitted that. PC over there right away. I know that is a loaded question. You may be thinking, well, yes, of course, I need help, but probably not as much help as the person sitting next to me or beside or behind me. Don't look at them. Don't make eye contact. Exactly. They probably do need help, but all of us do too. We all need help. Amen. We've all been in situations where we have needed help. And sometimes we can help people too when they ask us for help. But you know, we're limited in what we can do in our own natural ability. Sometimes we can help and sometimes we can't. So I want to give you a really funny illustration to begin this message on sometimes we can help, sometimes we can't. Pastor doesn't know I'm going to share this, but the first church that we pastored after we were married, and we have been married 48 years, wow, and we were working at Kenneth Hagin Ministries. He was working there. It hadn't started yet, but we were pastoring a little Pentecostal church in the suburbs of Tulsa, Oklahoma, in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. And there was a night, I don't remember if it was night, it must have been a day, when Pastor was having a prayer healing line, and I wasn't up there helping him. And he prayed for this lady. We know we were just young, just starting out. And he prayed for this lady and she had on gigantic hoop earrings. And to this day, I'm not sure why he prayed this way. Instead of putting his hand on her head, he did this. And when he did, his fingers got stuck in her earrings. Well, because there's a point to this. There's a point to this. And the lady started going down under the power of God. He had on a wireless mic, and it was heard over the mic. His last words before he fell on top of her were, "Brenda, help." And, you know, I am a very good helpmate. There's been many occasions that I have helped him and lots of times that he has helped me. But I must say in that situation, there was nothing I could do. My help was not going to help the situation. Well, you know, we've all been in that, maybe not in that exact situations, but we've been in a predicament where the people that love us the most can't even help us. No one can help us. But thank God, we've got someone, glory to God, that is always there, always has the answer. Nothing's too difficult for Him. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. How about you? I'm so thankful we have divine supernatural help that doesn't come from anyone or anything in this world. We have God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, all three in one, living big on the inside of us. We could literally say we have help that is out of this world. Can you lift your hands and say, thank you for heaven's help. Glory to God. So this may seem like a simple message, but I want to just remind us all about this help that we have as believers, starting off with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Psalms 46, verse 1 in the New King James says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Anyone want to derive encouragement from that? He's our refuge. He's our strength. We dwell, those that dwell under the shadow of the Most High God, we will say of the Lord, hallelujah. He's my help. He's my peace. He's my protection. A very present help in trouble. Can anybody testify that God's brought you through something? Has He ever rescued you? Has He ever provided for you when it looked like there was no way? But He is the way. Showed up. Hallelujah. And I like how it says that, a very present help in time of trouble. He is not just the God who was. He is not just the God who will be. He is a right now, right on time God. He's with us in our present situation. Hallelujah. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. That same passage, Psalm 46, 1 in the Amplified. God is our God is what? What is He? He's our refuge and our strength. He's mighty and impenetrable to temptation. And then I like how it says it in the Amplified. A very present and well proven help in trouble. Well proven help. Have you noticed in this world in which we live, it's kind of like a craze, this self-help craze. Newsflash, you know, there's not really a verse that says, the Lord helps those that helps themselves. Well, you know, we got our part to do, but it isn't all us trying to improve ourselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You need to get a, if you need to get a further education, get one. If you need to sharpen your skills on your job, do so. If you need to take better care of your body, you ought to do that. We've only got one, right? We are responsible. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives in us. He dwells in us. He walks in us. So, of course, we have our part to do. And we all need to be taken care of our physical body. But you know what? There's such a craze out there that, you know, if you take this pill, you can keep pigging out and you're going to, you know, look like this person in 2 weeks. Or if you get on this little easy, I get these things now. I don't know why I get them, because I guess because I'm 71 years old. These little senior workout things where you just sit in a chair, kick your leg a little bit, and then, you know, in a month, you're going to be so slim and trim, nobody will recognize you. Fake news. That ain't going to help all that much. And don't be so gullible. Do you see these before and after pictures? I'm like, that ain't even the same person. I am not blind, you know? Don't buy into all of that, that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and then I'm going to, you know, it's all going to be taken care of. Again, we're not against helping ourselves. But I tell you what, the only thing that is tried and proven that will bring lasting help into our lives is to start on the inside. Someone working on the inside. Oh, what a change in my life. Getting myself into the Word of God, thinking His thoughts. Oh, what a change in my thinking. That's what really brings change. That's what will really, really help us. And is tried and proven. Amen? Our God is the real deal. He has never failed us. And He never will. His Word stands tried and proven. You find it in the Word of God. You act on it. And you will be changed. Amen? Now that same passage in Psalms 46:1. I like looking it up in all these different translations. I like this one. This is the Passion. God, You're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough. You ought to camp on that for a minute. Anybody need some help in their finances? Well, He's more than enough. And then I like this. And always available whenever I need You. Woo! That makes me happy. Always available. He's not far. Did you know that? He's near to those that call on Him because He's right in here. Amen? People aren't always available. You know, you might have a dear friend. You might have a family member that you're in a crisis or you need to talk to them. And you call and you get voicemail. Or you call and their phone is completely off. It's on silenced or turned off. I've been guilty of that. People try to get a hold of me and I have my phone on silence. I don't know that they're trying to reach me. But God is on 24/7. And it is a direct hotline to heaven. Is always open. I like this scripture. We were taught this as kids. That this is God's phone number. Anybody know what it is? Jeremiah 33:3. You know why? Because it starts off with call. Call Him up. Call Him up. Tell Him what you want. Amen. Call to Me. And I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call Him up. Call Him up. And guess what? When you call Him up, you're never going to get voicemail. And when you call Him up, He probably does have, caller ID. And you're calling Him up and He's like, ooh, it's Andre. Don't answer it, Holy Ghost. Jesus, step away from the phone. No. He's not going to do that. Woo! He knows when we call. And He answers. Answers when we call. Amen. His ears are always open to the cries of His people. This is another beautiful scripture in Psalm 62. Verse 7 and 8 out of the Passion. God's glory is all around. I love this. His wraparound presence is all I need. He's gotcha. He's wrapped His loving arms around you. His wraparound presence is all I need. For the Lord is my Savior, my hero, my life-giving strength. Verse 8. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles. And I like this. Pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, he will what? Help you. Pause in his presence. I love it. He's got us, folks. His wraparound presence is around you. It's in you, with you, on you. There's nowhere that you can go that his presence won't be there. There's nothing that you can face that he's not there with you. And then he says, pour out your heart longings to me. Things that perhaps you haven't even uttered to another human being. Those deep things, those deep desires, those dreams, those hopes, way, way down on the inside of you. Pause in his presence. Take time to wait and to communicate spirit to spirit with him. And let those things be expressed in his presence. And he will do what? He will help you. He will bring them to pass. He will give you answers that you are seeking for. How many of you are thankful for our Heavenly Father? Hallelujah. How about our Lord Jesus Christ? How many in here are born again? Just wave your hands at me. Well, it looks like every hand. We would not be on our way to heaven singing and shouting the victory without Jesus. Jesus said this in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He alone bridged that gap between our Father and between sin that separated us from our Father. He became that bridge. He became that intercessor. Thank God that he stood in the gap. Hallelujah. That he poured out his life. That he hung on the cross and he stretched out his hand. Someone said, how much did he love us? Well, he stretched out his hands as far as he could. And he said, I love you with an everlasting life. I will be your Savior. I am your deliverer. I am your redeemer. I am your healer. I am your Prince of Peace. I am your source of joy. I am your way maker. I am your provider. And this one, our Lord Jesus Christ, oh, what a help. Hallelujah. He lives on the inside of us. The greater one lives on the inside of us. And he has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5. I just want to read the last part of that out of the Amplified. It's real long, but we'll look at just Hebrews 13, actually verse 5 in the Amplified. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give up, nor give you up. And you know what? He's not going to give up on you either. He's not going to do that. Nor leave you without support. Then listen to how many times he says this. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. He's not going to disappoint us ever. His word is true. If he said he'll do it for you, he'll do it for you. I'm not going to let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Four times he said what he will not do. I'm not going to fail you. I will not leave you without support. I will not leave you helpless. I will not forsake you. We're holding on to Him. I know many of you, you're standing and you're believing God for something and you're clinging to and you're standing on and you're holding to His unchanging hand. And that's what we should do. But did you know, as much as you're holding on to Him, He's holding on to you. And His grip don't slip. Hallelujah! He's not going to leave us. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to leave us without help. Hallelujah. Now, verse 6 in Amplified. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say. Here it is again. Read that with me. The Lord is my helper. That's what we're talking about. He's our helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Take comfort. Be encouraged. Don't be seized with alarm. I looked up that word seized today, just in Webster's dictionary. One of the definitions is to take possession of, such as land or property. Maybe some of you, don't raise your hand, have had your car seized. What is that called when they repoed? No, well, no, anyway, we're not going to go down that lane. But anyhow, carjacking. But this one really spoke to me. Listen to this. One of the definitions of seized in Webster's. To possess someone's thoughts or mind completely or overwhelmingly. To possess, to take control of someone's thoughts or minds completely and overwhelmingly. This verse we just read said, don't be seized with alarm. Don't let your thoughts get possessed with fear, with doubt, with anxiety. I know things in the natural, but this is by the Spirit of God. Don't let your thoughts be seized with fear concerning an evil doctor's report. Amen. Whose report will you believe? We choose to believe the report of the Lord. Don't let your thoughts be seized with fear concerning a loved one who's not walking with me, says the Lord. Don't let your thoughts be overwhelmed with, they're going to die. The devil's going to take them out. They're going to go to hell. No, don't go there. Don't let your mind be seized and controlled with thoughts contrary to my word. Find the word of God and meditate on it. And when those thoughts come and try to take control and seize your emotions and your mind, find scriptures, rise up and say, no, me and my household shall be saved. The seed of my womb is blessed. Hallelujah. My whole household, my relatives are all coming into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When it looks like that you're going under financially, don't buy into that picture. Paint a new picture. Visualize in your thoughts. See it on the inside. I am completely debt free in Jesus' name. My God supplies all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And when it seems like there's no kibrishota, no way out of that situation, when it seems like that you're surrounded by the devil, just say, Padre Sto, I pray that the Lord will open our eyes. Like He did in 1 Kings chapter 6, I believe it is. I read that today with the prophet Elijah. Oh my goodness, the king got all upset because Elijah was seeing all of his plans before they ever happened, and they couldn't catch him. So he found out that the prophet had some inside information. Aren't you glad we got inside information? He didn't have a spy in his camp telling Elijah. No, the Holy Ghost was showing him what he needed to see. And so the king sent all of his horses, all of his chariots, and they surrounded the prophet and his one little servant. His servant goes out in the morning. He came back in all terrified. His thoughts were seized with fear by what he saw. And God, no. But the prophet was just chilling out. The servant came in and was like, Master, Master, we're surrounded. When I saw this today, I read this today. You can read it later in 1 Kings chapter 6. He said, the prophet was just cool. He has walked out there and said, don't be seized with alarm. Amen. He said, Lord, open his eyes. And the Lord opened his eyes. And you know, there was a difference between the king's chariots and horses that he had sent and the ones that God sent. You'll see it in that passage. The ones that God sent, it says, were chariots and horses of fire. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You know what that fire did? It just consumed all of the other king stuff. That's what the fire of God will do. It'll consume all that junk that's trying to bring you down. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is in us. More are they that are with us. We have divine supernatural intervention. It might look like, what is that? How's that song go, Pastor Tom? It might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It might look like there's no way out and we're going under, but we're surrounded. Woo! By heaven's help. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Our helper. Glory to God. Now we can be, I know it's already 8:17. I don't remember when I started, but you know what? We got to talk just for a few moments about the Holy Spirit. Yes. Anybody thankful? Yes. For our divine heavenly helper. We know when Jesus was preparing to leave this earth, over in John chapter 14 in verse 16-17, I will pray the Father, He'll give you another what? Helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. He sent us a divine heavenly comforter and helper. And that word is parakletos. I didn't say it right, but that's how I'm saying it in my oaky tongue. And it means one called alongside to help. Amen. The Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit was sent to give us aid and assistance, to help us make progress. You can read it in John, the book of John's just beautiful. All the descriptions of the Holy Spirit, some of the functions in our life. He's our counselor. He's our helper. He's our intercessor. He's our advocate. He's our strengthener. He's our standby. He's what we need him to be. But in our last few moments together, I want to center in on how he helps us in prayer. He is called to come alongside us and to help us pray out the plans and purposes of God. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. What a privilege and what a powerful thing to be able to talk to our Heavenly Father in a heavenly language. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 in the Amplified. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. We're so much wiser and so much smarter on the inside. The wisdom of God is stored up in here, in our spirit man. And through the power of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, our tongue acts like a bucket and it goes down deep into what is in here. That needs to become fruitful to hear. And as we're praying in tongues, up from the inside draws up that wisdom and that insight that we need. That's divine, heavenly help. Brother Hagin said this many years ago, speaking and praying with other tongues provides a way for things to be prayed for which need prayer, but for which no one has thought to pray or for which they know nothing about it. But he knows. And he brings those things to us. And then he gives us the divine utterance to pray them out. The Holy Spirit is our helper in prayer. He doesn't come and do all of our praying for us. Years ago, some lady came up to Dad Hagin and she said, well, since I found out that the Holy Spirit's interceding for me, I don't do much praying anymore. No! Amen. He's our helper, but we got to give him something to work with. Yeah. Romans 8, 26 in the Amplified. Yeah. So too. The Holy Spirit comes to our aid. That was one of the definitions of help. Comes alongside, comes to our aid. He bears us up in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. What does he do? He helps us. He's not responsible to do our praying for us, but he is there to give us utterance to pray effectively. I read this today. This promise carries deep instruction. We dare not suppose we truly intercede effectively on the sole basis of perspective and understanding. You can't just pray leaning to your own understanding. You know, we'd like to be the Holy Ghost sometimes. We'd like to be able to say, I know exactly what they need to do. I know exactly how to fix that situation. I remember years ago when John came in and he talked to me. Talked to Mama first because he knew I was going to have a reaction and said that the Holy Spirit was leading them to move down to Southern California. And I said, John, you don't need the Holy Spirit. You have a mother. That was my first reaction. But you know, moms, we're not the junior Holy Ghost. We can't tell our kids what they ought to do. We can't tell anybody else what they ought to do. If we're going to pray effectively, we need to lean in to Him. Lean not to our own understanding. And He will help us. It says in our weakness. In the King James, it says in our infirmities. It's not talking about a sickness or a physical weakness. It's literally talking about our own inability to produce results. We can't make things happen in our own natural ability. And if we're constantly just praying out of our head, we're not going to get the effective desired end results. We got to lean in. Pray out of our spirit. You can pray in the spirit in your known tongue as well, hooking up with what comes, the words that come. But I guarantee you're going to reach a point where you don't have any more words in your known language, but the Holy Ghost will come to our aid and He will help us. Now, one last verse in verse 27. Divine utterance, Romans 8:27. And He who searches the hearts of men, He knows what is the mind of the Holy Spirit, what His intent is, because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God in behalf of all saints according to and in harmony with God's will. The Holy Spirit comes right here on the inside of us, and He reveals things to us. We're so much smarter on the inside, and He helps us to locate what is in our hearts, and then He gives us divine utterance to pray it out. Right. Listen to these definitions of divine. Excellent in highest degree. Amen. Extraordinary, heavenly, proceeding from God, above human. Ha ha ha. Praying in the Spirit is beyond what we can do in the natural. Yeah. And it removes our human limitations. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you. Meditate on what the Word of God says about speaking in other tongues. And let Him, Mame Suprata, show you the rich benefits. I believe in this day and age in which we are living, that He is urging us. He is calling us to cultivate and to exercise our prayer language so that we will be more effective in praying out the mysteries, the hidden things, the divine plans for this hour. He has divine utterance available. And He will help us to stay ahead of ourselves in prayer. Call unto me. Call unto me. Oh, come and seek me. Come and talk to me. Ha 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 ha. Woo! Jeremiah 33:3 in the Amplified, it says, call unto me, I'll answer you. And I love this, show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish, recognize, or have knowledge and understanding of. There are things, things about your family, things about your future. And it's like they're fenced in. Right now, they're not, haven't been illuminated to you. But they are not hidden from you. They are hidden for you. They are right there on the inside of you. You don't have to go seeking and searching for them somewhere out here. You just need to get in that place called spirit and wait upon me, says the Lord. And those things that seem to be fenced in, you know, when there's a fence around a property, it's to keep people out. But did you also know that every fence has an entry point? Every fence has to have a gate to get in there. And when we pray in the Holy Ghost is opening those gates to those fenced in truths, those fenced in mysteries. And they won't be a mystery anymore. They will keep jumbre taha. And it's not like he's going to show you your whole life and everything you're going to do in the next 20 years, but it is on a need to debasa, need to know basis. He will show you things to come that you need to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for heaven's help. Oh, our loving Heavenly Father. Thank you that you are a very present help in time of need. You're always there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our Savior, our Deliverer. Hallelujah. And tonight we just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live big on the inside of us. And it is your kebajumrutaha. It is your function to help us and to lead us. Oh yeah, that's another way he helps. He leads and he guides and he directs. So we don't get on the wrong path. Oh, so let it be dodre. Let's just spend a moment here praying in tongues. If you aren't filled with the Holy Spirit, just begin to pray in your known tongue under the Lord, edamashambra, and taabisoto. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Oh, to be even hungrier still. Hungrier still. But now, Lord, edamashubrunta, amashubridi. We pray. We pray in the Holy Spirit to pakito sambarata, to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. For the more that you pray in the Holy Spirit, the stronger your spirit man becomes. And the stronger that he is, the clearer you will hear what he is saying to you. So draw near. Draw near so you can hear. Draw near and it will shopra, and the things you're seeking will become clear. Oh, he papa droshabrita. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.